Good morning. This past week's daf was the last daf in Hamadir, the seventh perek in Sefer Ketubos. Let's see the mission on top of daf Ayin Zayin Omer Aleph. Zogt the Mishnah Ha'ish Shenolde by Mumin. This Mishnah deals with Mumin that the husband has. And gives that we have the Mishnah Shenoldu. Noldu means that the Mumin came after. After Rashi on the Gemara teaches Noldu means Mishanoso, after Nisun. And we'll see in the Gemara that there's a machlex in the Gemara what the gears in the Mishnah is. A kapana Mishnah says Shenoldu by Mumin ain koif nais lahoitzi. The ish has Mumin, and the isha is being is tevei get. She's tining that it's difficult for her. She can't be soivel it. Halacha is ein koyf nais lahoitzi. She has no taina. Ein koyf nais lahoitzi. Omer from Yamil, b'med v'amun b'mun haktanun. The Tana Kama says that in all circumstances, well, we'll see what that means, but akaponim, it's ein koifnei slahoitzi. Shlomo Amiel says, b'mumin haktanim, that's dachum kama, b'mumin gdolim koifnei slahoitzi. He makes a difference, and he says that if the mumin amumin gdolim, a different level of mumin, that's koifnei slahoitzi. Now, we know the Gemara tells us what mumim gdolim are. Maybe it's part of the Mishnah. If we jump down, some 10 lines, see that aleph over there, the aleph by the bach. Ve'elehim mumim gdolim pirushim shim amliel ki goy nismis einoi nikta yodoi nishber ragloi. What are in the category of mumim gdolim that shim amliel holds that she has a taina there, and that we would be koyf, we would force him to give her a get, is nismus einoi, blinded eye, nikta yodoi, and nishbara ragloi. Now, just in the technical aspect of these things, right, these things are supposed to be mumin, which are make it unbearable for her. That's what she's tining over here, I believe. Right? Anyone understands differently? What's the basis of her tina? Right? That's what it would sound like. Right? So when we're talking about nismus einoi, right? I don't know exactly what that's referring to, right? Stam a blinded eye, you know, how does that play out that she has such a difficulty living with him? What exactly that refers to? Nikta yodai, okay, that maybe we could hear a little bit better, right? Nikta yodai, little means that his hand was cut off. That's what nikta yodai is. Now, nishbur ragloi, what that means, it's meduik in the lashon that it sounds like it's a different metzias over here in the lashon agemora akoponim. Right, you know, at the Mishnah says the Gemara says difference nikta yoda and nishbur ragloi. It would seem like from the deek over here, after my eye, you know, to see how the place can bring this. If they bring it, right, we'll probably pass like this. But akoponim, right, this would sound like, it doesn't say nikta ragli, right? Notice mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. Right? So say it would sound like that that to be considered a mum, godl on the regal, that we don't need actually nikta, as long as nishbar. So literally translate nishbar means broken. Our terms of broken leg probably doesn't mean that. What that means, definitely, if it's something that has a refuah. Apparently, this is something which which is not going to have a refuah. And now what the issue over here is certain mumin we understand is that the looks, you know, are disgusting, right? It's, you know, it's, that could create the difficulty.
Maybe that's with the eye.
That's possible, right? But then that'll require some, you know, that's what it means, right? The difference is when we talk about a blinded eye, so there are different ways of explaining what the material is. Something happened, the person can't see, so, you know, it's not necessarily noticeable, so that wouldn't, the way you're explaining it, that wouldn't make a difference. It happens something that because of this, right, you know, maybe a person's eye was poked out, you know, that's, you know, or something happened to the eye that it's noticeable, that it's, now, then this, so now nikta yodai, right? That's, you know, that could be something that's very noticeable, which is difficult for a person. Nishbaraglai, right? Apparently, it would sound like that foot is there, it's attached, right? But it just is a. So I have to know over there again. If is that a physical thing? Is that a looks issue, or it has to do with the fact that you can't get around so well, and that's what's bothering her. Okay, I'm just raising something, just food for thought on that. Anyone has any?
Well, it could be either one. Maybe it's either the looks or that he can't get around. Could be either one. Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What are you saying? Okay.
You have to take a poll of women.
Yeah. Okay. Akapan, but this is what the Gemara puts into the category of mumim gedolim. We'll see that there seems to be three levels that the sugya over here deals with: mumim ktanim, mumim gedolim, and then we'll see that we'll have something which is beyond. That's the next mission. Okay. So there's a machlekes now. I have to keep cheshbon over because it gets a little bit cheshbondik, right? The calculations. Over here, so we have the Mishnah. There's a machlekes in the Mishnah over here, right? The Mishnah, the halacha that the Mishnah tells us is an ein kaifin, right? Mumin is not a basis. We'll see, but mumin is not a basis for the isha, right? Mumin that the isha has is not a basis for the isha to be teveya to force the husband to give her a get. She has to be soivel it. On that, Mishum Amil makes a difference between Mum Gdolim and Mum Ktanim. Mum Gdolim, yeah, she has a taina. Mum Ktanim, she does not. Right? That's what he says. Zoch to Gemara as follows. Rabbi Yehuda Tani Noila Noilu. Chiva Rav Tani Hoyu. As Machlek is in the Amiroim over here, at this halacha in the Mishnah, that an Ish who has Mumin, and halacha is that Isha has no Tfiyah. What is that? What's the case that we're talking about in the Mishnah? There's Noldu, which Rashi says Mishan also. That's what Nold means, that they first came after they were married. They developed later in life. And Hoyu means that they were there before. Now, Rashi says what the afterwards is Nisuin. The before, right? Is not so clear. It would sound like that we're dealing with the Nisuin, right? As opposed to the Kiddushin is concerned.
Can you say that one more time? This last sentence about the, as far as the Kiddushin is concerned?
That the before and after that the Gemara is talking about, right? Rashi says that the after that we're talking about is after Nisuin. Right, that is what the after in the Gemara means. Shenoldum. Mm-hmm. Now, what would Hoyu mean that she had? Right? It was before, right? Before what? Before, right? So it would seem like it's before and soon, and we're just raising the Ha'ora as far as Kiddushin is concerned. Where does Kiddushin play a role? In this, at all. We'll just speak out. See, in Kiddushin, like we discussed in the previous sugya, when she has the moment, there's a shayla of a mekach tois, right? That the Kiddushin might have been a mistake if there were moment that was understandably something that person would want, right? So that's a point to know whether that would make a difference. The sugya over here doesn't seem to be discussing that. As a matter of fact, the sugya over here sounds like we're talking about that mumim that were known. Whenever they were known. The question just is when did they develop? All right, we'll see that in a second in the Gemara. Okay. Okay, so let's we'll see in the Gemara, and then we'll see if we could talk about other scenarios. Is Nachamu. So the Gemara. So let's talk about what the Mashmoyis over here is that we're talking about Nisuin, right? After Nisuin or before Nisuin. Now what are the svaros over here? Right, we'll see that in the Gemara in a minute, but let's just speak it out on our own, what's mevui in the Gemara. That the halacha in the Mishnah is ein koyfin, right? She has no tainu. Now, a mum, which came before Nisuin, that she knew about, and she still went through with the Nisuin, so there's definitely a svar over there to say, the Gemara says, sofer v'kibla. She knew about it, right? And she was mekabelit, right? If she went on with the Nisuin, she didn't put any hold on the Nisuin. So this is a sofer v'kibla. So she's meichel. There will be a mechila over there. However, if the mumah first came later after Nisuin, so you don't have this sofer v'kibla over there, right? So she wouldn't be giving up any schus that she necessarily has. Is therefore like this, is that we'll see in the Gemara that there is a mokum lechalik. One of the man the Gemara holds that it is called that the whole Mishnah over here that says that she can't, that she is dafka hoyu, right? That's the shita of chia barav. That she's it's ain koyfin is only because she gave up her schos sover v'kibla, because she went through akoponim with the nisuin with the knowledge that he has this and sover v'kibla. But so according to him, that's the reason why the halacha is ain koyfin, only because of sover v'kibla, and she knew about it, right? She thought about it whether it'll bother or not. She decided it doesn't, and she went on to finish. So later she can't taina anymore later. According to this, but what happens if the mumma were not there before? The mumma first came later. You don't have the sofer v'kibla. So then she could, right? Then she could. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda says noldu, right? He says the Mishnah talking about noldu. That means that it should come out that it's the Mishnah saying the chiddush, right? Even if it's noldu, right? I'm going to speak this out in a second. Right? Noldu is in koyfin. It means even noldu, even mum which came later. So there's no sofer v'kibla. There's no mechila in that. She doesn't need a mechila. It's not. You know, in order, it's not based on a mechila. I mean, intrinsically, there is no schus for her to be tevea al gerushin, and that's why according to Yehuda, the halacha is afil noldu afterwards. Let's see that anymore. Zot Gemara, Yehuda tani noldu, chiy barab tani hoyu. Zot Gemara, man to Omar noldu kol shekin hoyu. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that he learns the Mishnah noldu, that means even later if they first came. So she wasn't moichel on it. Nevertheless, she has no schus. That means intrinsically there's no schus. It's kol shekin hoyu. Right? There's a kol shekin. It's more of a svara to kasavra v'kibla. Because before, there's always a svara to say that kasavra v'kibla. Man to amar hoyu, but according to chia barav, he learns that the Mishnah is Dafka Hayu, is Hayu, so according to that, it's Dafka. Hayu. Avol Noldu Loy, but Noldu not, because the reason why the Halacha is Ein Kaifin is only because she gave up her schuz. So that's only passable if a taka was before Nisuin. But after Nisuin, you know, there's no sort of a kibla in that, and therefore she would have a taina. Right? So that's now let's see, the Gemara is gonna make a cheshbon with the Hemshech HaMishnah, right? Let's see, the cheshbon is over here. Okay, but we have that so far we have that, okay. Let's akopon and talk in the Tanakhama sheet, right?
Really, I have a question. Yeah. According to this Manda Omer Noldu, and then it says Koshikain Hayu, the Kasar of a Kibla.
Right.
Yeah. But if it was Noldu and it wasn't Hayu, then we can't say the Ksar of a Kibla.
Right.
So then she should have a time.
No, what he's saying is like this: that he holds Noldu because he doesn't need the Sofer Kibla in order for her to not have the right to demand a get. That's good what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that this man Omar says that intrinsically there's no schos. Mumen is not a reason. Is not, he has mumen? That's not a reason for a gerushin, right? Regardless. Now that's even for mumen which come later, right? Right, that's what that means, and he's saying Kol Shekin, if the woman came before, that there's even more of a reason why she has no, because she's over a kibbutz.
Uh-huh.
But it's not contingent on that. That's good what we're saying. Uh-huh. This Shitas Rabbi Hudu says Noldu holds that the reason for the Mishnah is not because she was mekabelit. It's not the reason. Mm-hmm. I've had it. There is a svara that she was mekabelit. If it's before the Nisuin, that's true. Mm. But the halacha is non-dependent on that, right? So therefore, that's what he's saying. So therefore, the halacha applies to even Noldu afterwards. Mm. And it's a kol shekein, right? Yeah. Now, the other Manda Omar, so as everyone agrees that there is such a svara of Sabra B'Kibla. And the machlekes is the halacha of Mishnah based on the Sabra B'Kibla? Right? If it is based on the Sabra V'Kibla, so therefore the din of the Mishnah says the Ein Kaifin will be dafka where the Sabra V'Kibla applies, which will be if the mum were there before Nisun. Okay, is that okay? Is that okay? Okay, Shlomo, is that right? Mm-hmm. You have that? Okay. Zok the Gemara, Tanan. Okay, so far we're discussing in the Shita Tanakama that things are pretty straightforward. His Shita is that ain't kaifin, right? No difference, gedolim and ktanim, and on that we just discussed the machlokes, is that what's the ain't kaifin based on? Is it based on a kibla that she was mekabelos mumen, and that's why she has no taina, or even without that, intrinsically there is no taina? Now zok to Gemara. The Gemara is going to discuss Rav Shimon Amliel Shita. Zok to Gemara Bishlom al Mando Man Noldu Hainu Dishoni Ben Gedolim Liktanim. Zok to Gemara like this. That Bishlam, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Mishnah is told about Noldu, Noldu they came later, right? So, and over there the issue is an intrinsic issue. Is mumim basis for a taina for gerushin? So Zok to Gemara, well, if that's the issue, then I understand Rabbi Shimon Amliel's shita. He's coming to argue in that case, in the case of Noldu, right? Even though the Mishnah tackle applies. Tanakama Shita applies to both, like the Gemara just told us, but he's coming to argue, in this case specifically by Noldu, right? That's what the Gemara is saying. This is let's just speak at this cheshbon, like this, that we just said that the Tanakama, Kointer Behuda Shita, the Amor Rabbi Yehuda, is really talking about both, right? The Mishnah is, the Gist of the Mishnah is Noldu, And kol shekein hayu. Right? Noldu means intrinsically there's no schus for a tfiyas gevushin because of mumin. And kol shekein hayu, that there's a svara of sovereign kibbutz. Narrow and wheeler comes in August, and it makes a difference between mumin gedayim and mumin tanim. So the Gemara at this point holds that I understand a difference between when you're dealing with noldu. The case of noldu, that's an intrinsic. It's an intrinsic issue over here. Is intrinsically whether she has a tiny or not. Tanakhama says no. On that, Mishkan says no. Mumim gedolim, there is a tiny. Right now, what about hoyu? Right, what about mumin, which were before? That's part of the Shitas Tanakhama. But Rav Gamliel is only arguing on noldu at this point of the Gemara, meaning to say that in mumin which we did before, there's a kibla. In the kibla, there should be no difference. Like we'll see more going to say in a second. Uh-huh. If she's mekabel, she's mekabel. Right. So where is the machloekis? Machloekis initially is by noldu, and that's what Gemara is saying. Yishla mandomar noldu hainu dishoni ben gdeil miktanim. Point to mandomar noldu that the Tanakhama is talking about noldu. So that's where Shmuel argues on noldu, because there's no mokum to be mechalik. The Gemara holds at this point in a hoyu, right? Hoyu means you know about the woman and shan you and mekabel. So you know whatever it is, right? Right, so that's what more means over here, and that's what it'll be. Right, so that means the whole sheet is from Shimon Liel. He's arguing only on this case, right? Only on this case. Hagam and Tanakhama spoke about both cases. Shimon Liel is arguing on the case of Noldu, but about he's masking, and that's not even the issue with the Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah is not discussing. If there's a kibbul, of course, everyone holds kibbul. You're a mekabel, and that's not even halacha of the Mishnah. The halacha of the Mishnah is the discussion of the Mishnah is whether intrinsically there's a schos or not. Tanakhama says intrinsically there's no schos. You can't be tevea a get because of mumim. And Shmuel says it depends. There are mumim gedayim you could. Zoktimur el mando amar hoyu, but according to the mando amar hoyu, that the whole reason why the Tanakhama says that ain't koyfin, right? Why can't she be tevea? Only because she knew about it, and she was mekabel. If that's what the Tanakhama is talking about, and that on that, Rav Shmuel Liel comes and he says that no, there's a difference. That mumim gedolim is not like that. Frate Gemara, el mandomar hoyu mali gedolim mali ktan mosover v'kiblum. So the Gemara right now is bringing a raya, really be machria, right? That lechera, the Mishnah, you have to learn noldu. In the Mishnah, because it's only shaykh to have a machlek is by noldu, but if the whole din of the Mishnah is all talking about hoyu, that the mum were there before, and the reasoning for the Tanakhama is because she was mekabel, she knew about it, she was mekabel. So what's saying that? What's the svara to argue on that? Big mumin is different. Why is it different? The basis of Allah of the Kibla. As long as they were there, she knew about it. She's Makabal. That's it. Zot Gemara. The answer is the mark. Kisvura hi sheyichay lekabel v'achshav en yichay lekabel. Zot Gemara. Well, that's what it is. Really, the even by a moment she knew about the possible basis for a taina would be. Because even though she was mekabel, but you know she didn't realize what she was getting into, right? You know certain things. You know you have to actually experience, you know, to know what it is. So there's a svara in the Gemara that even though she knew about it and she was mekabel by continuing, that's what we mean over she by going through. But on that in the Gemara, she could say. Itaka wasn't what she thought. She thought that she could be soivulit. She could tolerate it, and really she can't. Now that's he's been mechalik in that between mumim gedolim and mumim ktanim. That mumim ktanim So let's hear the halacha over here. That what comes out according to this shita, right? We're saying this shita holds that be'etzem, right, as we're talking about b'chiyah shita, right? B'chiyah holds that any moment which come later, then she has a taina. Right? The whole issue over here is the reason why the Tanakhama holds that there's no tfiyah is because the moment came before and there's a sofer of a kibla. So that means the whole machlokes now is a machlokes that on a sofer of a kibla, could she come back in taina on mumen gedolim? Sofer ha'yisi, I thought I could handle it, but I really can't handle it. Right? Now, what taka is the issue over here?
I mean, that would be a machlokes between the Tanakhama and Raman Gamliel.
Right. That's what they're arguing. They're arguing about such a thing. So, this we have to think a little bit about what is the Sofer Kibla and what happens now when she says Kisvura Hayisi. How do we look at that? It's like a tois. Is that what it is? Possibly. It's like a Kabbalah b'tois. Possibly that's what it is. Right? What I mean is we're undoing that Kabbalah, right? The reason why, if you hold that the reason why she has no taina is because she was mekabel it, by being mekabel, so she's giving up her schus. So when she's tanning later, sover hayisi, it's for her. She's tanning that it was a toys. It was a mistake. It was she miscalculated. Now we have there's a machlekes over here, and that's come out. There's the machlekes, right? Whether on mumim gedolim she can say that. Now mumim tanim, everyone holds that she can't do that, right? Mumim gedolim she could. Now what taka is the difference between mumim gedolim and mumim tanim? So it's not like from the Gemara over here that mumim tanim is not something that you have the Sofer Ha'isi on that, right? That's something.
According to the Tanakhama, is Rav saying that only according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, or even the Tanakhama would agree to that?
We're going called the Shita Shel B'chiyah,
right?
That the whole din of Ein Kaifin is all because of she gave up her schos. Now we're saying that we're taking into account now, because that's really the machlek. She gave up her schos because she was mekabel. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that mum gedolim, even though she was mekabel, but she could say that sover hayisi, I thought I can handle, but I really can't. Right? We'll call that the kabbalah b'tois. Right? So that means there's a machlekes over here by mum gedolim whether she has a she could come and say it was a kabbalah b'tois. So let's start the first step. Mumin k'tanim.
You look still confused. So the Tanakhama is saying she can't say Sofer Ha'iti. Following that? Are you okay?
Wait a second. The Tanakhama by...
Tanakhama in this Mishnah says even by Mumin Gedolim she can't say Sofer Ha'iti.
Wait 1 second. I'm going to get this straight.
Okay. What is the Halacha Mishnah? Halacha Mishnah is Ein Kaifin, right? Ein Kaifin. So the Halacha Mishnah is that the Isha can't, right? She does not have any rights. Right? That's the Halacha that's said in the Mishnah, right? Now, according to Rav Chiya, the only reason why she doesn't have her rights is because she gave up her rights, right? Right. It means intrinsically that is a time. Therefore, if the woman come later without, and therefore there's no kibla in that. So there is a taina, and she could be. The whole mission is speaking because she gave up her right. There was a kibla, right? That's what we're talking about. She knew about it, and she went through with the nisuin. That's a kibla. So that's the basis. That's the basis of it. And now, Rav Shimon Gamliel comes along and he says that mumim gedolim, even though she knew about it and she was mekabel, she still could have a taina for a get. Asks the Gemara, what's the plan? She was Mekabel, she was Mekabel. What's the difference? What it was? So on that, the Gemara tells us this svara that she could say that I thought I could handle it on a mum gadol, that's what Mora is saying. Right? That's the cheshmer. On a mum gadol, she'll have a taina that she could say, will accept her that it was a kabol betoyis. So just the setup of the Mishnah is like this, according to this, that a mum cotton. Everyone agrees that there's no such thing as a kabol betoyis. We're not going to accept a kabol betoyis. And a mum gadol is machlekes whether we'll accept. That it should be a kabbal b'toyis, and therefore we won't have her kabbal, and therefore she has her taina, just like, you know, without a kabbal. Now we want to just discuss this a little bit over here like this. There's two points we want to discuss in the Sforas Hadvar. that everyone holds that mum cotton. If she's coming around now and she's saying that I thought and I can't handle it, that we don't accept that, right? Even Rav Shimon Gamliel, everyone agrees that there's no kabbal betoyis on such a thing, right? So in the explanation of that, I think there's one of two ways how to understand it, right? Either the pshat is that a mum cotton, we expect people that they could be soivel it, so Pudge, we don't believe her.
People or women?
Women.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Alright, that's what we're dealing with, you, right? Okay. Right?
Married women.
Okay. Right? So, one possibility is that we don't believe what she's saying now, right? The mum cotton, you know, women can handle, right? We don't, that's one possibility. Now, the other possibility is, it's more a svara in the Kabbalah, right? That we don't, a mum cotton, we expect a person to properly be able to gauge what it is, and therefore we're not going to accept a toys. Right? That means that even if maybe it's right now that she's saying she can't handle it, but you know, on mum cotton, you should have been able to gauge it properly. Right? We'll see. Maybe in svara, it's not such a simple svara. I'm just talking mitzad alum. This we'll see, because this might be negated to the mum gadol. Right, that's what I meant to say. So this is in the mechanics over here. Why we wouldn't accept such a thing could be one of two possibilities. Again, either because we don't believe what she's saying, right, on the mum cotton, or else that even if believe what she's saying, but it doesn't help to make it into a toys, right, because. I mean, the toys just is because, you know, because someone's saying that they didn't evaluate the situation properly. But maybe over here, such a mum, you should be able to evaluate it. Now the truth is that both things in Sfora, it's not so simple, right? Right? Why that is? But the both explanations that I just said right now. So maybe let's. Put it out to the oilam over here, because what we see over here is that a mum cotton, that's mivuyah that a mum cotton, according to everyone, there's a sover of a kibla, and there's no tzad of sover hayisi, right? That issue is first opened up if it's a mum gadol. Right, but a mum cotton, agamet, that's what she's tying now. Right? That's if she's tying, she's tying. Right? I mean, if she's not tying, that it bothers her, then you know, there's no basis, right? So she's saying that it bothers her, you know, and her tying is that it's bothering to the extent that she can't live with this.
So let me just ask a question here. I mean, the Mishnah's din is ain kofin. L'chor, she needs a get. No, there doesn't seem to be any tzad to say that the kedushin was a kedushin betos.
Mm-hmm. So
otherwise,
so okay. Let me see where you're going. See, we sort of got around that by discussing that Mashmois over here is that we're talking about Kaidim Sun Acher Nisun. Right? Right? We're not discussing Kaidim Kiddushin. But let's hear what you want to say about this.
So, I mean, Lechora, the woman, I mean, just psychologically wouldn't want to say it was a Mekach Tos because then she's not going to get a Ksuba. But forgetting about that,
yeah,
side
I mean,
of that, things.
I mean, regardless, it's not a question of Mekach Tos because we're not even talking about not knowing, right? Over
right.
here, the story right. is that she knows, whenever they were, she knows.
Right, so what's called a, when she says Sovar Haiti, and that was, and we're going to say that's a Kabbalah Batos. I mean, what are we saying? We're not going to go so far as say as a Mekel Tos and there was a nothing.
No, there was
a Kedushin.
Right.
She was Makabal.
Well, I'm not saying, we're talking about after Kedushin. Now, you want to know what was before Kedushin?
What do you mean?
That's not necessarily what we're discussing.
Oh, you're saying at the time of Kedushin there was Bichlal no Mum?
What do you know?
We see later, you know, on the Daf that this is a din d'rabbanan, right? In other words, so lechora, we're not
talking. This is a din d'rabbanan, yeah.
Right? Is that the end of this? You know, the sugya that we machalik between the derises and the. Right? That was on this case, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm, okay.
Right, so that's saying that Miikra did it was a good Kedushin and that.
Definitely, I'm saying. Here's a get.
Right, the get, but Anthi has to pay the ksuba, right? In other words, that we force him to give a get, and she gets the ksuba, I think, right?
So the truth is that's a shayim l'shayim about that. It's not even so mevuyer what the halach is. We're trying to bring rayas. Tais talks about it, right? You know, by a kaifin, you know, whether he has to give the ksuba or not. But let's hear,
what I would understand here is you know, is the question is when were the chachamim, you know, imposing this on the person? In other words, what did they consider to be a normal or fair time of the woman, where we could force the man to have to give a get? And I guess
so that's essentially what we're talking about over here. It really depends on the two minds of Om, like we said. Right? Where is the machlekes? If the machlekes is the imum which come later, right? And the Mishnah is saying that ain kaifin, so the issue really is intrinsically whether there is such a taina on mumin, right? Now, according to the other mind of Omar, that there definitely is, Chazal Taka definitely gave such a taina, and the issue is, in giving up that taina. Now, giving up that taina is probably that is meikar didin. There's such a thing as a sofer v'kibla. That's mechila. That's real, right? And so even though the ikar taina itself maybe is a din drabonon, but what we're dealing with right now is a mechila, right? It's a mechila. When do you say mechila? When you don't say mechila, this should be, or definitely at first glance, should work with real hilchus mechila v'chulu, right?
Right, but we're dealing is are we accepting that she has that mechila? Right, in other words, she could be saying that she you know that she, you know, that I thought I could take it,
right.
and I really can't, but
right.
it really could be, you know, a totally different reason why she wants.
100%. So that issue I'm saying is that a drabbanan dikei issue, or that could be a derais dikei issue. But you're right that the underlying factor that she's trying to get her taina, that taina might be a drabbanan invention. That's true. But once it's given to her, now the issue is, does she have it? Doesn't have it? That could be a derais dikei issue in hilchus mechila, right? The sof of a kibla. These are derais dikei dinim. Could very well be, right?
But if it were derisa, that we would still say that the kedushin would be good. And let's say that we assume on the derisa level that the mechila, you know, was unrealistic. That people, you know, often, you know, bite off more than they could, more than they can chew, right? And so therefore, the mechila meant nothing. And you know, from the onset, we assume well, okay, that
so let's even back up for a second, right? Let's even back up for a second, which there's a mokum din on that in the first place. let me just get to where we want. I mean, we're discussing really a new type of scenario that let's say the ish had mumin at the time of the kiddushin. The isha was not informed, so mitzad ha'isha, right, they didn't know about it. And afterwards it was in this bar, right? Not shifanim, right? So it's not a sofik, right? It's clear we have edim, right, that the mum were there before, right? Without getting into the hilchas fakis, right? There were mumin there. So she didn't know about it. So if you didn't know about it, then it's a whole different issue of it. There's not a shayla from Sava B'Kibla. Right? So what the issue over here would be, you know, if it's shayach mekach toys on such a thing. So the first thing is that we have to think, what do you hold? What do you hold? Is it shayach mekach tois on a kiddushin mitzad the isha?
So I'm just going to step back. Yes. This is maybe Hilchas based in here.
Okay.
Let's say she doesn't come, and she comes and she says, I didn't know about the mumim, I want to get, and I want my ksuba. And can based in come and say, you didn't know about the mumim, and because of that you want out, that's a mekach tois? Or no, she's not making a taina of mekuch tos. She's making a taina, a different taina. Meaning, can Beis Din come and make a taina for her that she's not making, or they can only be done the taina that she's making?
What is she making? I mean, what's her intention there?
Okay, so I hear. So
that's your question.
I'm saying, if she wasn't tainaing mekuch tos, because she wants to get her ksuba now.
Right.
I mean, if she came and was tiny in Mekotos, okay, then they're going to don Mekotos. Is it a Mekotos? I'm asking slightly a different question, because, I mean, obviously there could be benefits to her to getting a Mekotos if she wants to go marry a Kohen. Maybe it'll help her that she's not divorced. But she's not going to get her Ksuba, right? If it's a Mekotos, there's no Ksuba. So she might be unhappy from that point of view. So I guess I'm just asking, maybe this is unrelated to our situation. I'm just, it's a question
that
was based in.
Right, that might be a different question. See, I was really, really wanted to talk about something fundamental, right? Mamash Aleph Beis, right? Step number one, is there a Mekach Tois mitzad the Yishu? Right? And the Mokum Sofik over here is because it's a little kedushin is a little bit different than she's not buying anything, selling, you know, but what this is mitzade, she's being kind of something that we understand is mekach tois in what it is. The isha, it's not so much that we're not viewing what she's getting. She's not getting in a kedushin. It's not like she's kind of husband and then the husband's kind of wife, right? Right, like the Gemara says, right, that in staff chasadeyu, right, that's right. I mean, like, you know, someone sells their field, and I didn't realize that the new owner is a bad person. I don't want my field, you know, to be, you know, in the hands of a bad person, you know, such that, you know, you're not going to water it, you know, right, you know, right. So how do you? How do you down there? Is there a b'chala dina of mekach tois? It should be mefurish. But you know, once we're opening opening the issue, so that's really where you have to start. Now, the Gemara is not really discussing that at all, right? We're definitely not talking about mekach tois from two sides, right? We're not talking about before kiddushin, and we're not talking about not knowing the sugyas, everything's on the table, right? Whenever the moment came, you know, we have immediate notifications on the news, right? So that's not really so much the sugya over here.
And even Savar Aisi wouldn't be a Mechuchtos. Either because you can't have a Mechuchtos, like you're saying, by Anisha, or because even if she's saying Savar Aisi, that's not a Mechuchtos. She made the Mechuch with a good Das, and now she's saying Savar Aisi. It's a different
As far as we're concerned, the Sugi, the moment came after Kedushin.
Okay.
Right? The Sugi is not discussing really before Kedushin.
So you're saying that there could, if it was before Kedushin and she said Zavar Yisi, then it could be a Mechuchtos. Possibly.
Well, see, there's no Zavar Yisi really, because in Mechuchtos is something you don't know, right? Zavar Yisi is when you know and you're a Mechabel.
The question is, I mean, what you didn't know is that you didn't know that you could handle it, right? That's a new piece of information, right? So, I mean, there could be, I'm not saying that. I'm convinced it is, but there could be a swear to say that it's a mechachtos, because at the time of the condition, I thought I would be able to handle it, and that's
so. Assuming that there is a din mechachtos, right? Like if she didn't know about it, right? That's what mechachtos usually means, right? Mm-hmm. If you didn't know about it. Assuming there's a din of mechachtos, and now we could maybe passively apply, but even if she knew about it. And therefore, she was makabalid, and therefore that she couldn't tie mekachtois. But Sovra Yisi, you know, will undo that. And okay, so that's a different needin over here. I wonder if a kabbalah toys could make a mekachtois. Right, I think that's a different shiloh. Over here, it's a shiloh of giving up schusim. Right, that's what it is. Right, so you know, did you give it up? Didn't give it up? Do I still have my time? Don't have my time? That's the shiloh over here. Mm-hmm. But you know, to create a mekach tois mekach, this is another level. Could be. Think about it. Okay, so but let's come back. To what we're discussing over here. So we're going in the Shitas Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya holds that the Mishnah is talking about Hoyu. That means, right? Just it gets a little confusing, so let's just try to remind ourselves that the halacha that the Mishnah is talking about is an Ein Kaifin. Ein Kaifin means the Isha does not have a Taina. Right? That's the halacha that the Mishnah says. Tanakama says she has no Taina. And Shmuel says, well, that's true by Mumung Talma. Mung Dailim, she does have her time. Right? That's the Tzuris HaMishnah. Let's look at Rebchiya. Rebchiya says that I go out and think that Be'etzem Isha intrinsically has a time. Right? Right? Granted, Chazal gave an Isha, right, a tfiyah to get a get when there are women that bother her. Definitely. Right? So what's the Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah is talking about that she knew about it, and at the time of the Nisuin, she went through the Nisuin, so there was a Kabbalah, right? That's what it means, right? So the only reason why she doesn't have her Schosim, Ein Kaifin, is because she gave them up. Right? That's what Abchi is saying. Schosim are there, and if there's no reason to think why they were given up, then you have this Schosim. Now, what's the shmuz in the Mishnah is, discussion in the Mishnah is because she gave them up, possibly. She knew about it at the time of the Nisuin. She went through the Nisuin. That's a Kibla. That's the basis of the Tanakhama. On that, Rabbi Gamliel says that's true, but that's true by Mum Mugdalim. By Mum Mugdalim, there's a Sovra that Shaniach Lil Kabbal, right? So we call that a Kabbalah Betoyos. So once the Gemara is Mechayek Kabbalah, then we have to redo the whole mission, right? With that in mind, right? Because until this point, we thought, Shane, you know, you gave it up. You know, that's what it is. Now we hear it's not so posh that it was given up because there's a Mokum for Tois. So now we have to therefore put that into the mission as follows. Everyone agrees by Mum Tanin, Aloha is Ein Kaifim because of the Kabbalah, right? Right? The machlekes is by Mum Gedolim whether it's a Kabbalah B'Toyos. That means that everyone agrees that by Mum Ktanim it's definitely not a Kabbalah B'Toyos. Right? And the machlekes is that by Mum Gedolim whether it's a Kabbalah B'Toyos. Right? That's just the halachas and the arrangements that it says in the Mishnah. Now, what's the basis of Kabbalah B'Toyos? The Gemara says that it's Sovra Yisi. Right? That's what it means. That I was mekabelit. You know, she's saying that she estimated it or something like that, and ended up being something that I can't be soivel. And the issue is whether mikoyef that's a toys or not. Now we wanted to understand over here what is the issue of accepting that as a kabbal that should be a kabbal b'toyos or not. Right? Why yeah, why not? And there are two scenarios where this is negay. It's negay by mumen ktanim, lukuli alma. Everyone says that we do not accept a toys. Right? Mumen ktanim, everyone holds that it's ein kaifin. And mumen gedolim is machlik, is that over there, whether we accept that it should be a toys. So this is what we started talking before, is that why might it not be a toys? Why should we not accept it as a toys? So we said, just in the mechanics, it can come from one of two sides, right? She's saying that, true, I accepted them, but I didn't really realize what it is, and now I see that I can't be soiled, right? So there's a component, one or two ways how you could explain why we're not going to accept it. Either we don't believe her what she's saying now, right? So fine, right? So and if as far as we're concerned that things didn't change, granted that you could have maybe had a taina if you never gave it up, you could have had a taina. But ma'isa you were makabel, right? And shine, right? You're saying sovra ha'isi? No, not sovra ha'isi, right? That it's not any in actuality things are not any different than you thought. That's one way of not accepting what she's saying. Or the other possibility would be to say that she's saying that my estimation was off, right? Now, if we don't accept that her estimation is off, that means that her mechila was for whatever it is now, right? It's just speaking the other side and the mechanics of things, right? In other words, she made the Kabbalah, you know, with such an understanding, right? So even the pshat is that she says that things changed from my understanding, and on that we assume that things did not change from her understanding, right? Or else that we're saying that your Kabbalah, you're saying that at the time of your Kabbalah, you assumed only that much, right? But your Kabbalah was never accepted at a higher level. On that, we're arguing that her Kabbalah accepted, you know, even the higher level that she's experiencing right now. Right? That would be one of two ways to explain, or you know, to explain why the change doesn't make a change. Okay, that's what I would work with Mitchila. But let me give it out to the Olam if anyone has a different way of explaining. Why would it be that when she's saying that things end up being differently than I was, and therefore it was a mistake, my Kabbalah, why might we not accept that?
I mean, you're saying it's either because we don't believe you, that you're saying you can't handle it now, or even though... Or
Kabbalah talk to this level also. Right? That would be the other side.
Even though we believe you that you're worse off than you thought you would be.
Right.
But nevertheless, but your Kabbalah was enough.
Kabbalah included this also. Right? That's what it would be. You know, your Kabbalah wasn't a limited Kabbalah. So, therefore, the Kabbalah accepted that true, that Taka, there was a difference in what it was, but it wasn't stipulated, and therefore your Kabbalah was Makabal this as it is, whatever it might be. So even though you maybe thought that it only creates a certain level of difficulty, and end up being a higher level of difficulty, but there was no stipulation in the Kabbalah. So therefore the Kabbalah initially included this higher level also.
Since that's why we wouldn't accept it. But Rabbi Gamliel says we would accept it. Right?
Well, like this, right now we're it's negeik ktan, mumuktan, which everyone agrees that we don't accept.
Yeah, no, right? We're talking about gedolin, no.
Well, so we negeik. That's what we're trying to explain this setup over here. That by mumuktanim, everyone says that we're not going to accept if she's going to say, well, things were different than I expected, right? No. Right, so that's what we're really working on to the understanding of it, and why is it that Mumin Ketanim everyone agrees to this idea that you can't make it a toys, but by Mumin Gedolim is Machlokes whether they make it a toys. Right, is it one svara that you know, it's a question of levels or it's two different svaras? Right, that's really what we're discussing, what we're heading at over here. Okay, this is a little in the fine details of the lumbus.
But you're saying it's a din in the Kabbalah, not that we're saying women can handle this kind of a mum, because Rav Chia can't be saying that, because then even by Noldu he would have a problem. So he's saying that it was that you were Makabalah.
Right.
We Taka believe that. You know, you're surprised, and you didn't know what you were accepting, and it's much worse than you thought. And we believe that you're unhappy, and you can't really handle it. But nevertheless, you're a makabal.
Right.
It's a din in the Kabbalah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
And it's katan. And we're only talking katan right now.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, Gedolim, right? The Gedolim is a machlek. So whatever explanation we're going to say for Ketanim, right? Why we don't make a tois, right? Now there's a machlek by Gedolim whether Gedolim we make is it a tois or not? Rav Shimon Liel, when he's mechadish, right? He's saying that by Gedolim, it is a tois. Tanakama says that no, Huadin Gedolim. It's also the Kabbalah is not a tois, and Kabbalah remains as is, and there is no taina. And when we all say he says that by gedolim, this is where we can make a tois.
So okay. Either because we believe you, where we didn't believe you by ketanim, we just mamas didn't believe that you would say this. By gedolim, we do believe you, or because. Your Kabbalah was only a Kabbalah for Ketanim. But for Gedolim, you didn't make such a Kabbalah. Well, that wasn't a big enough Kabbalah.
Right. So like this. So, this is really a little didactic, so I don't want to go into what you...
Again, at the time of the Kabbalah, we know if it's a big one or a small one, right? It's not that she...
Right, but we don't...
The way you said it, right?
Okay, well, I don't know. I'm only trying to speak out what Rabbi Weinstein... I'm not trying to say anything more than Rabbi Weinstein. So if I didn't say what you're saying, then...
Okay, but how did you hear? Maybe I wasn't listening to the nuances. Maybe Shlomo heard something else.
I don't know. Right.
What did you hear?
You're saying that Well, repeat what you said.
So when we talked about Ketanim, we said the machlokas, according to Rabbi Chiya, the machlokas between Tanakam and Rabban Gamliel, right? It's Rabban Gamliel or Rabban Shimon? Shimon Gamliel, sorry. Shimon Gamliel is either we don't believe her Right. She's right. saying, I can't handle these katanim. Either we don't believe her and we think she really, she can handle them and she has some ulterior motive.
Right.
Or we believe you that these katanim are worse than you thought and you can't handle them, but nevertheless, you're a makabalim. And then, so that was by the katanim. And everybody would agree to that.
Okay.
Even Roman Shimon ben Gamliel. And then the machlokas between the chachamim, or the Tanakam and Roman Shimon ben Gamliel is by gedolim, that there's a machlokas whether we believe her or not, even though Taka, everybody, if we would say that the issue is believing her, we, by katanim, we don't believe her. Everybody agrees we don't believe her, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a machlokas whether we believe her by gedolim.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
Okay? Yeah, I mean, if you say it that way, right? Oh, because now there's more of a reason to believe her. It's bigger, more of a reason. By katanim, everybody agrees we don't believe you. But by gedolim, there's more of a reason to think we believe you. Or, the other tzad was that by katanim, your Kabbalah, you were a makabalah. Even though it's much worse than you thought and you can't handle it, but it was a good Kabbalah. And then there's a machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, how far that Kabbalah went. He says, no, that Kabbalah was only for katanim. But they say, no, her Kabbalah was a Kabbalah. It was a Kabbalah for everything. And locally, you know.
So that's where, that last point where you're saying, again,
I mean, just, do you think, is that what you're saying? Am I speaking out your shita so far correctly?
Mm-hmm. sounds right. Sounds
and so right. Now what's bothering you, okay?
The last thing you said, right? You said that she made a Kabbalah, so the Kabbalah works for a Ketama and not a Gedola, that's what you're saying?
Right, so according to this, everybody would agree that her Kabbalah was for Ketama, was Maspik for Ketanim, and she can't get out of it, even if we believe that it's much worse than she thought. But the Machlokas is, how much of a Kabbalah was she making? Now she knew about the Gedolim. She knew what they were.
Right. So
but nevertheless, right. So, okay. So I hear it. Because is that what bothering you? She knew what they were. Yeah. So if you're going to say the Kabbalah is a good Kabbalah for the Ketanim that she knew about, and now she knows about the Gedolim, so say the Kabbalah is a good Kabbalah for the Gedolim that she knew about. That's what bothering you?
In other words, there's no lack of information here. She knows that he has a Gadol.
Okay.
And she's making a Kabbalah.
Okay, fine. That's what's bothering you.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, yes, Mishan, in the Ikra Svar, right? There are Ha'oris on in both Svaris. So, but without, you know, repeating the whole thing again, so Michael said over working with that same Svar all the way through, right? Whatever the Svar by Tanim is, right? Right, right. Is machlekes whether that will also apply by gedolim, right? That's the initial cheshbon, and I'm just going to give you another possibility that maybe the machlekes is that we're working with two different svaras, and. Machlekes is whether this new svara by gedolim applies at all, right? So it's not a question of how far this svara goes, but it possibly, according to these cheshbonos, that we have two svaras, so maybe there's a machlekes, you know, whether you have the second svara or not. Okay, but you have to work it out. What that might mean. Just giving you a bit of direction.
So I don't know if this is where you're going eventually. That's the question. According to Rukhiya, then the way we're learning Rukhiya, would this machlokis in the first Mishnah be any different from the machlokis in the second Mishnah?
Okay, so that's what we're
Yeah, you're going
we
there.
We need to get there, right? That's what we're trying to work our way.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Okay. Now, let's hear like this. Just in the Cheshbon Gemara, the Gemara originally had a kasha, right?
Where
that? Ein Zayin, right? The Gemara originally was really bringing a raya from the fact that Rav Shimon Gamliel makes a chiluk between gedolim and ktanim. The Gemara said that I only understand such a chiluk if we're talking about mum which came later. And the issue is, you know, intrinsically whether there's such a taina on such mum. But if according to Rav Chiya that we're talking about mum that were here before, and the reason why she doesn't have any taina is because kibla, so why is gedolim any different? And that's the Gemara was saying. Now, the Gemara was mechadish this svara over here of Savar v'Kibla. So v'chara yesh lehistapik that the Gemara was said this svara, and the svara is muchrach in Reb Chiya, right? In Reb Chiya. But according to Reb Yehuda, the way he learned the Mishnah. We could understand the Mishnah very well without such a svara at all, right? The Maharishon didn't have this svara, right? So yesh lodun, right? Whether according to Bichlal, there is such a svara at all, right? Maybe in Achnami, according to him, there is no such svara, and Rav Shimon Gamliel Taka is only arguing on mum which come later. That's the issue. But as far as mum which were known before, svara rekibul and finished, right? There's never a taina of Sovra Hayisi. Right? So what we're just dying over here is anytime you have such a Gemara like that when the Gemara, according to one man, the Omar, you know, could exist without such a Svara, more is asking questions, what is the other Ma'am, and more is Mechadish, such a Svara, so today, does the first man, the Omar, hold to that Svara also? Does he also agree with that? Okay. Well, leave that. Too many chesbonos is confusing. But akoponim will raise the ha'ara, and whoever will be able to use that shaila, put it into his equation. Okay, lomazen. Zakh the Gemara. Okay, so we saw here. But we're right now. We discussed the first part of the Gemara. Right, we went into all the chesbonos and the sforas, which is difficult to repeat our regal achas, but that's what we discussed. And not right now, we're up to over here, right after the Gemara tells us what mumun gedolim are. The psak halacha, zot mor itmar, Rav Abba bar Yaakov, Omar Rav Yochanan halacha, Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Rava Omar, Rav Nachman halacha, kedibri chachomim. Frat the Gemara, umi Omar, Rav Yochanan hachi. Now, Rashi explains that the Gemara's kasha is as follows, that if Rabbi Yochanan is paskining like Rav Shimon Gamliel, it would sound like, specifically over here, for the Gemara, that does Rabbi Yochanan in general not pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that you have to speak out specifically over here? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Chomor Shon Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Matrin Sein, Lochel Kemoisi, Chutz Merov Tzidin Lai Achareinu. For the Gemara, that Rabbi Yochanan has a klal. Right? He always paskins like Rav Shimon Gamliel, except three exceptions. So it wouldn't be necessary for him to speak out to paskin over here in this specific thing, Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's the Gemara's question. It's machlekes amirom whether Rabbi Yochanan holds on such a klal. Right? This is nagei attack in paskining. In paskining, the halacha. Place that would pass like Rabbi Yochanan. What is Rabbi Yochanan shita in the Pesukim?
According to the Tanakhama, according to the Chachamim, even if there's mumin gedolim, we don't force it. Is that correct?
Right. Even if it's mungdam, we don't force him, right?
There's a footnote in English that if he's missing both his hands or both his feet or blind in both his eyes, then we do force even for the Chachamim.
Okay.
It's he's not able to function in society in the normal circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, that could be that maybe it goes into the next bracket, because there is a the next Mishnah talks about a certain bracket that
is that even according to the Chachamim? Even according to Tanna Kamma? This is like three levels.
Right, right. Right, I mean, Kipshut, that's what it is. This Mishnah is going back, and then, you know, even though we discussed before Zayin Kaifin, but Ve'elu...
Super
double. Okay. Yeah. Right. Let's see the Mishnah. So the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah over here first of all tells us that there are such women which kaifenais lahoitzi, that she has a taina, and zok the Mishnah that she has a taina, is whether or not they before nisun, after nisun. That means to say that the Mishnah is speaking out, in the order of the Mishnah, actually nisu, right? The svar is a bigger chiddush over there, really, right? Right? Because actually nisu, that was the svar of kibla, sovra of the kibla. Right? It's like a zuve in tzorach lemerzim.
So
even though the previous Mishnah had the Machlok of Rabbi Huda and Chiyab Arav, but here
everyone, it's
the favorite Mishnah that it's before. Even, well, right, I mean, even this Mishnah is Kaifin.
Right.
Right, right. You have a schus, right, even though there's a Svara, right, Sof of a Kibla,
that's according to this, everybody would agree to suffer Haisi, according to the way we're understanding right now.
Yeah. So Akoponim, let's, right, we discussed before, maybe. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda B'chal doesn't hold that for, right? That's we stopped before. But Akoponim, Rabbi Chiyah, right? Right, it's you know, that's telling that. But that's clear. Let's say we discussed that svara in Korinth Reb Chiyah, right? Korinth Reb Chiyah, that the whole previous Mishnah was talking about if she knew about it before. And the issue in the previous Mishnah is an issue whether her Kabbalah, because of her Kabbalah, she gave up her rights. And that was the question whether there's a Shiloh of Sovra Yisi. That's the issue. And this Mishnah would be saying that definitely there is a svara of Sovra Yisi, right? So you have to put this level now, you know, into the Cheshbonis with the svaras that we were discussing before.
I mean, is it possible that Rav Yehuda holds that Noldu goes also on this Mishnah also? Or no, there's no svara to say that.
One second, we have to cheshbon that ois over here all the way. Rabbi Yehuda in the first Mishnah.
Ben shu ad shalom nisu, ben shu nisu v'noldu.
Okay. This Mishnah says clearly, right, what the din is, right.
There's no room for saying a different.
Even if they were before.
See, in the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda really holds the speaking up, but both they found him, right? The din of Ein Kaifin, right?
Oh, Ein Kaifin, even Noldu.
Right, even Noldu. That means, basically, he's saying, intrinsically, there is no Taina. But these things, right, there is an intrinsic Taina. And not only that, but... if there's a question of giving up your schosim, with a Kabbalah, Zokta Mishnah, there's no Kabbalah. Zokta Mishnah, right. You can always make a Kabbalah. It's a Kabbalah of toys. Now let's see a little more, right? Because we have a mayor. Zok Rav Meir, Omer Rav Meir, Afal Pi Shehisne Imo Yechol Yishe Toimer Skura Yis Shenichol Lekabel V'Achshav En Yechol Lekabel V'Chachomim Oimrim Mikabel Siak Horcho. Now there's a machlekes over here in the Mishnah with Mishnah's talking about Shehisne Imo. Shehisne Imo, what would seem to be a new level as far as the Kabbalah is concerned. And Zot Moran Meir, Afal Pisha Hisna, that Shivarte could make it into a toys. The Chachom say, no, Mikabel si al Korcho.
She makes it a toys and they would never marry from a prayer?
No, so this is what we discussed before, that this is really all happening after Kiddushin. It's after Kiddushin. Right, it's definitely need to get over here. Right? Definitely need to get. What would be before Kiddushin, right, as far as making a Mekach Toys out of it, that's not the discussion really over here.
I missed that at the beginning. The reason you want to say specifically that this is after Kiddushin is because it's clear she needs to get. And there's no issue of toes, or there was a different reason you said it?
No, that's all. That's all. Okay. Right. Now let's hear this last piece over here. This last piece over here is we're discussing this is a new scenario called the Hisne. Called the Hisne. Right? That means until now we were just discussing the fact that she knew about the Mumin before the Nisun, and she went ahead, and that's where the Kabbalah, right, that she's accepting Hagamata on Mumin. Now over here there is a hisne, a different kind of. He specifically was masnim with her, that you should know that there are women and Amanas Cain, you know, we're getting married. Now, Humos Chavishin, it sounds like it's like a new level, and. If it's a new level, so that's why the Chachamim are arguing. The Chachamim are saying, because if it's a Hisne, no, that you can't say Sfura Hayisi. That would be the, I think, first glance over here in the Mishnah.
Even at this level, you can't say Sfura Hayisi.
Did I get it wrong? Chachamim say... No, because she was Mekabel, right? Because of Amanas, okay. Right? Because Amanas, right? Only because Amanas, then shine. Then if you're a master, then you can't help to undo what you were master befeirish for, right? But if it was something that she knew about before, and you have the Kabbalah from the fact that she knew about it, then the Chomanali, right? That we would accept as Sfura Hayisi, only on a Tanai. That would be the mashmois, I think, of the Mishnah over here. Now, if that's so, then we would need to explain that what taka is the difference over here. I mean, if she knew about it, right, even without speaking it out, but that's the idea. You know about it. You went ahead. So there's an unspoken Kabbalah. So like, so what are you adding? What exactly is added if you speak it out? You know, is it something else? It would seem, according to this explanation, that there is something which is a higher level, that on that, whatever way we understand it, can make a toys out of it otherwise, but this is something which is not subject to toys. So everything like that, that's Machlokes in the Rishonim about this. The Ran brings two shitas about this. That the Chachamim shita, are they arguing specifically because of a masne? Right, and only in a masna, that's where the halacha is, that she can't say Savar Yisi, or in a chanami, that there really is no svar l'chalik, and therefore the chacham arguing even without being masna, right, once she made a kabbalah, doesn't help. That's the Ran. So that to explain that, like we started to speak about before, that requires us to explain some kind of difference between a Masna Beferish and Stama understood Kabbalah. That what lies within a Masna, which makes it that whatever the Svara of Tois, which would have been accepted without a Masna, but you can't make a Tois out of the Almanas. There could be different ways of understanding what the difference is. I would think that maybe we could understand that what, you know, working with it, starting up with that we spoke before, that if it's not spoken out, so then it's taka limited to her understanding, right? And that's why there's a mokum for a tois, right? But with a masne, what lies in a masne is taka under all circumstances, whatever you're thinking about, whatever you're not thinking about. Possibly that's what the masna is. It's based not totally in her das, right? What that is, right? Mm. So it's not right. So that's good for what almanas is. So it's not relevant, right? So that's the difference. If it's not spoken out, so the whole Kabbalah is kifidaitos. It is mokum for a tois. But if he's speaking it out, so by speaking it out, what that does is that saying under all circumstances, no matter what it ends up being, right? That's possibly what the there's a Kabbalah on that. That's what she's, if that's the understanding that that's what happened, right? That's what an Amanas means, so she agreed to it, right?
Even without, is there a room to say that the Tanai is a Hitorus in her Das? Or no?
Okay. No, could be that you could work like that. That maybe not that it's that without her das, just she's agreeing to whatever lies in the almanas. Or you could think maybe to go a step further that's what the almanas means. So therefore that activates her das to expand her horizons. Maybe you could see, right? Maybe that you could work like that and see if there's not communist in that. Alright? Okay, but this is a little fine-tuned lumdis over here, right? Which a lot of cheshbonis that you have to make. I'm sure Michael will get out his pen and paper and give us
till I get exhausted.
Yeah. Okay. But that's what right? In Hagam, that is, you know, this seems like a simple sugya over here. But you know, to work at the cheshbonis, then plug in this forest. You know, this is already. Right, a little advanced work over here. Okay.
So according to this, so that was you were working on the tzad that you were working on the tzad that there's no difference between Tanai and no Tanai, right?
Let's see. What I just explained right now would be to explain how there could be a difference, right?
Isn't that? Oh, was it?
Right. Oh. Because we wanted to explain why should Tanai, why specifically by Tanai should it be that the Chachamim say that she can't say that. What more lies in the Tanai? I mean, isn't it just the Kabbalah? Right. So that's what we tried to explain why Tanai would be taka more than the Kabbalah, the unspoken Kabbalah.
Right. But you had the other tzad that they're not arguing specifically by Tanai.
Right.
So then at that point, do you have to say that the Chachamim are, that there's three shitas? There's Rabban Gamliel, the Tanakhama, and the Chachamim are a different shita, and they're all arguing? Meaning that the Tanakhama would say, according to Rabbi Chiya, we're going over Chiya. According to the Tanakhama, you could say Savar Hayisi by Katanim. and gadol. No, wait, hold on a second. What? Oh, sorry. What do you say? Wait, you can't. Ein kofin. You can't say sover hayisi, even by katanim. We're good with, how are we learning it?
let's speak like this. This mission now talks about a third level, right, of mumin, right? A third level of mumin. And the third level of mumin is telling us that it's taka koyfen itla. She has a right. So now, according to Rabbi Gamliel, that mumin gedolim already she was able to be koyfen la hoitzi. According to Gamliel, right? Mm-hmm. So according to Gamliel, l'chayra, we don't need, right? This chiddush really is according to the Tanakhama, because according to Gamliel, by mum gedolim already, that's when she has the right to be teveya get. So this third level, right, as you have to see, right? Is this level relevant b'chlal according to Shimon Gamliel? He holds that that already by mum gedolim, right, is when you have this right to be teveya and to make the kabbalah into a mekach tois. So it would seem that this level really is negated to the Tanakhama. Tanakhama holds that mum gedolim didn't help you till now. However, these gedolim, right, these mumin that is the Chacham Magri. And that's like this. Right? So if there's a machleik, it's about hisnes case. That's a new issue, right? Mm-hmm. Right. Now let's see if we can chesmen. If we say that the Chachamim argue, right, even without a hisne, right, that means the Chachamim basically say that if she knew about it, then there's always a mechila. The Chachamim shita,
right. Oh, right. So hold on. Maybe there's a...
Right? So that's... I think that's right. That's what you want to know.
You can never say Sabar Hayisi.
Right.
Right. And that could be the Tanakam, same as the Tanakam. Shimon ben Gamliel says, even by level 2,
right.
You can say Sabar Hayisi.
Right.
And Rabbi Meir then would be in the middle. He would maybe be saying, by level 2 you can't say Sabar Hayisi, and by level 3 you can say Sabar Hayisi.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. That could be...
According to we were asking, the Rebbe mentioned is the second Mishnah relevant to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, right?
Right.
So according, wouldn't that depend on the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Chiya bar Rav?
Okay, Kobi, we were just talking in Chiya right now. Right.
Right.
And because he's discussing the svara of Kabbalah.
Right.
Because according to without a Kabbalah, then you have a taina even on everything. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So the Ein Kaifin is because of Kabbalah. That's what we were discussing. So according to concerning Kabbalah, do you lose your schus by Kabbalah? So Rumil says, "Read by Gedolim, you already could tain it. I don't need Gedolim. Now you want a cheshbon according to Rabbi Yehuda, right? So let's see. How do you want a cheshbon according to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda holds that let's talk about without the Kabbalah shaila. There's a machlekes over here. Whether intrinsically there's a taina. Tanakam says intrinsically there's no taina. Saik tanim saik deilim, Now, Shmuel Amiel says that Gedolim has an intrinsic taina. Right? So now let's hear. Why would it be relevant, Gedolei Gedolim? So it will be relevant according to Yehuda if on that side that we discussed, that he holds that you can't make a tois. He doesn't hold it a tois by Gedolim. So by Gedolei Gedolim, maybe that will be nege that you could cheshbon, that you could make a tois in the Kabbalah. Right, that's what it would be relevant. Right, let's just speak that through. Rav Shmuel Amiel holds that by mumin gedolim, then it's kaifin. Right, so based on that, we were saying so. According to him, it's not relevant to gedolei gedolim because you have the whole din of gedolei gedolim already by gedolim. That was the right question, right? So that would be dependent on whether, according to Yehuda, whether we have the svara of Kabbalah betois by gedolim or not. Right, that's what we discussed before. The Gemara was able to learn the Mishnah that he doesn't have the svara of Kabbalah betois at all.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So if that's true, even the maskana, even after Gemara was mechadish that bar p'chia. But if that's a chiddush in the b'chir, but according to Yehuda, that's not true, and he holds that there's no tois.
There's no sabar ha'isi until you get gedolei gedolei.
Right. So that's where it could be negated.
According to him, she's stuck on the first two levels. If it was Hayu.
Mm-hmm.
And only she can only get out of it by Noldu, according to Rebbe Shimon Leo, by Gedolim. And Gedolim, everybody would agree she can get out, well, depending on how you understand the Masna issue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
According to Rebbe Yehuda.
Mm-hmm. But that's where it could possibly be negay. Rabbi Yehuda, if he doesn't hold of the tois by gedolim and by gedolim, that we do accept the tois. And again, you have to explain this for us exactly why that would make a difference. Okay, let's just see one more line in the Mishnah, which is a point that halacha comes out. Chosim mukushchin meishem makosay. Mukushchin is makosay. It's a sakana for the husband over here, right? So what the Gemara is saying is that afila heicha where the isha has no taina for a gerushin kipshuto. That's the chur what we mean over here. Is that there's a sakon mitzad the husband, mitzad the Baal himself, and because it's a sakon for him to be married, so that's the halacha, that there's a halacha of kaifin. L'chayra, it should not be dependent on the tfiyah of the wife, oy bazoy, right? Because it's not really mitzad her zchus. The reason why we're kaifin oisoy is because of the sakana that he's in. So the nafkamina in that, like this mavur in the Gemara later, that if taka he's mekabel to live with her with edim, that he won't be in a mokum sakana, so then taka doesn't have to give a get. Right? Which that doesn't help, if there's a tiny mitzah the issue. Right, so that's right, you see that there's a halacha in sakona. If there's a sakona mitzah the mensch, there's a din that bezins mechayiv him to be megarish mitzah his chiyuv himself. A person is not allowed to live in a mokum sakona, Right? It's just like if a person, you know, is living in a chulva, in a house that could fall down, so Bezin will pull him out. Yeah, that's his chiv to himself, right?
So even if they never came before Bezin, they heard about it. There were rumors that he's got this thing. He went to a doctor.
Yeah.
Now they step in. You guys have to come to Bezin, and we're making you get divorced.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what I would think so. It's mitzad the mensch himself. Right, that's what that halacha is.
How does Aiden help? Isn't there the concept Ein Apotropos L'Arayos, and you can't have Aiden 24/7? It's not shy.
This isn't Arayos. That's what I would answer. Apotropos L'Arayos, because they're sneaking around. They're living in the same house. They're not sneaking. They need somebody to help them just get over their Yitzhahara.
Doesn't Mukhashkin have the ability to have a refuah?
Is that connected to this issue, or is it a different question?
Different question. So if you could explain to me, you get come from the moral later on. If you explain to me what the sheretz in his head has to do with this mukashkin condition, right?
But he's
supposed to be the worst of them all, right?
So some mukashkin are tzaras, they say.
Right, and what is
has a refuah? The Torah says a mitzvah can go and bring a carbon on that day, he gets healed.
Well, that's not. I don't think that's the tzaras that we're talking about. You have the tzaras, which is machmas averis, which is such a thing like that. But then you have a tzaras, which is like you find the parahead, Naaman, etc., which Betzim doesn't even the Tzaras in the Torah, it's not like you're doing anything to make it heal, right? Maybe tshuva is making it heal, right? But what you're doing is sidrei tyra. It's mitar, but it's not merape. Huh?
But it says the day that he's free of Tzaras, he goes to the Beis Hamikdash and he does the whole thing.
Yeah, so it could go away primarily because of tshuva, right?
Why
don't
we force the guy to divorce his wife? Why
don't
we force him to do
tshuva? Well, who says this was Saras? The Gemara said this is Saras? No. Mukashkin. You're saying Mukashkin is Saras. It says, does it say Saras or only says Mukashkin?
The English says that one of the forms of Mukashkin is Saras, and there's a Rambam that seems to say that it's in the footnote, that it seems to say that Mukashkin is Saras, but somebody said that the translation from Arabic wasn't correct.
Okay, but the Gemara never says Saras here.
But even if it was, right, it's not, I don't think all Saras is this Fuchnistik idea which could come on clothing and houses also, right? The Ramban says, right? I mean, the Torah says, right?
If we're going to get into Hashkafa, I mean, what's the difference between Saras and any other machla? Isn't every machla in the end of the day somehow a mida kenegin mida for an avera that you did? And if you would do tshuva and start, then Hashem is going to heal you. Am I wrong? Or no? There's
some people have this is part of their avod in this world to have this yisurim or whatever. And
yisur mi'avod. That's what you're saying.
Or whatever. It's part of their avod. Their mission. They
okay.
Have.
All right. I hear. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Right. Something that has a refuah, we force him to get. Let's say that something that has a refuah potential, we force him to get divorced.
Oh, right, no, I don't think so. I mean, I guess we have to.
So we're assuming that the Mukhashkin Amishna that they says they can't live with it. That means we assume there's no refuah. That's the assumption.
Okay, I don't know. There's a there is a wide gap between no refuah and in between, like what that entails, how long it'll take, etc. There's a lot of variables. The shaila.
Okay.
Right.
Is what's bothering you, why would we force him to get divorced if it's going to go away? That's what's bothering you. Okay, fine.
Right, so I would say it definitely could depend on what it entails and how long it takes. Right. Yeah, back up on, but what are you telling me? What's with the Baal Rasan over there? What is his problem? It sounds like it's a type of Mukkah Shechin.
Well,
right?
It is one of the 24 types of Mukkah Shechin.
Right.
And the Gemara says that it comes, though, from the parents having Tashmish.
Right, right. But the Gemara says that his refuah is, if you make an operation and you remove the sheretz in his brain, then he's okay. But what happened to the rest of his skin? Like, how did the sheretz get in there? How does that talk to his skin issue?
Well, maybe that's what's causing the skin issue. It's kind of like, you know, when they had all the pollution in the Hudson River, when they got rid of the factories, it cleaned itself out eventually.
Okay. I got to say, that's difficult to understand. How does that cause the sheretz to come into the brain? You know?
Oh, how does Bia during Hakaza's Dom cause the sheretz to come into the brain?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, that's okay. Let's look at it.
Not a regular
sheretz.
Okay.
It's not like a
sheretz
crawling on the floor like a.
I want a scientific explanation.
So how do you understand what is it? It's some kind of growth.
It
sounds like it is something.
The word organism.
Organism. Okay, whatever it is, but it sounds like it's something different. I mean, it's something that you could. You don't have to cut away. It sounds like it's just sitting there. You know, if you get him to lift his feet, you know, and you could just tweezer him out, right? That's what it sounds like from over there. And okay, right. So didn't have so good Matthias.
Open brain surgery.
Yeah, right. Right, the refuah, you know, the whole potion that you're making over there is not really, you know, the medicine for him. Just a way just to get his head open. That's really all it is, right? Just to soften the skull. That's what that is, right? Right. Today, however they do it today, whatever.
I'm only down to about here. Oh. It takes me quite a while to read through this stuff. But if you want to try to explain it to me,
this is off the books.
This is off the books. Okay. Okay.
So Rabbi Shuv Malevin went to Gan Eden alive.